The things that I want to say apply to anything, though, but I wanted to make a particular application to the Charlie Kirk situation that happened recently. And so I kind of wanted to make a statement on that, and it's something that I just felt was good and something that was necessary to do, and something that I think will be a different perspective than what a lot of people are giving, unfortunately, today. So I wrote up a thing. I wrote something up to honor the life of Charlie Kirk. And so I'd like to read that to you. Okay, so this is, again, honoring the life of Charlie Kirk. I look forward to all the things Charlie will do for the country in the future in restoring and furthering its godly heritage. I've heard that he was instrumental in getting Trump elected for his second term, and so I'm eager to see the good that he can do for qualified Republican candidates going forward. Charlie's organization is called Turning Point USA, and I pray that Charlie will continue to use it to aid this turning point in America that I believe God has already started. As a believer, I pray that he would continue to see Jesus more and more, growing his understanding of the true gospel, and I know Charlie has a promising future ahead in both the political realm and in every area of his life. I honor the life that he has lived for Jesus up to this point and look forward to see what God will do through him next. Thank you, Jesus. If we can't say such things about Charlie Kirk, who is a child of the living God, then so much for all things are possible with God. So much for calling Jesus the resurrection and the life. So much for believing in the Almighty God. But we can say such things because the resurrection of Jesus is not a fable. The cross that gives us access to this life is not a myth. The strength of God that he's put at our disposal, the same strength that raised Jesus from the dead and set him at God's own right hand, is not a lie. God, as he has been for ages, is simply waiting for someone, that's for us, to believe him so he can finally show himself strong on our behalf. I honor the life of Charlie Kirk, and I'll believe that his life is over whenever Jesus' life is. I also honor the death of Charlie Kirk. It happened 2,000 years ago on a wooden cross. Thank you, God, for giving us more than natural men. Thank you, God, for the resurrection of the dead. And as Charlie said on September 6th, Jesus defeated death so you could live. And I think it's time that we start to believe that. So I just want to share that with you because recently I have been avoiding all political anything. I listen to a lot less these days. But even so, even the little that I do listen to, I've been just completely avoiding because people, again, just I've sort of accidentally seen things about honoring the life of Charlie Kirk and the memory of Charlie Kirk and all these different things. And that is the proper way to honor the life of someone that is a child of God and someone that actually believes in Jesus. And unfortunately, again, when people can't say these things or think that they're strange to say, we really just don't understand the power that lives in us. We don't understand what Jesus has really given us. Even what we were just talking about a second ago, Jesus' death wasn't in vain. He didn't just die. Jesus died to bring us into something more than the world has. And unfortunately, Christians even today are reacting to this situation the exact same way the world reacts to anyone at their death. And that's just simply not true. It's not a correct way to react. And there's just something special in particular that with this situation that I've just felt strongly about. Ms. Kim said the same thing. And then again, talking later on with Pastor Jose also, it's just there's something that has been just particularly, something that's just bothered me about the way that people have reacted to this more so than just usual. So I want to share that because, again, if you want to talk about a believer's death, Jesus died the death of all people 2,000 years ago, and it is finished. And he really is just waiting for someone to acknowledge it. I mean, it's something that we posted even a few days ago on social media that you know, it's we would love everybody, the whole church, to join in on this mentality, but it's true that even if it's just us, it doesn't matter. God doesn't need every single person to believe him, to do miracles, and to see his power manifest, but he is looking for somebody. He's looking for someone to show himself strong on our behalf, and it's kind of sad that God is looking for somebody, because you wouldn't think it'd be that hard to find, but judging off of people's reaction today, it seems it is hard for God to find somebody. To think that God wants to raise people from the dead and he's looking for someone to believe him, and sometimes God can't find that. So, again, it's sort of an as for me in my house moment, because you have to say that for yourself and say, you know what, even if no one else believes the Lord, someone can mock you, someone can ridicule you, and people have ridiculed us, especially when it comes to this, when it comes to funerals, when it comes to our reaction to the death that Jesus defeated. People will ridicule you, and people will be displeased with decisions that you make regarding this. But again, this is how you actually honor somebody. This is how you actually respect somebody. And it's more of an honor to someone to raise them back from the dead than it is to just leave them in a coffin when Jesus already was buried in a tomb for that person. It's more of an honor and a respect to somebody to speak the truth in love and to promote the gospel and to give people Jesus. And this is something Jesus did for this situation, and we don't have the right to perceive this the same way that everybody else does, because we have something more than everybody else does. So, just wanted to say that, because I think that God's given us a really special truth here, and more people need to know this, and they need to know how believers react, how people that are of heaven react to situations like this, and it's always good news, and there's always good news for every situation, including this one. There's no exception here. And the good news is not just about forgiveness of sins and then you're going to go to heaven one day. The good news is literally, it's better news than you thought when you see, man, Jesus really finished everything, including this situation. There's just good news all over the place. And God, this is the good news that God has for us in this situation. So I just wanted to react this way, just so the people know.